Good morning and welcome to Maximo Bite Size, a podcast on the functionality of Maximo Manage. Today is the first episode in the series on inventory, and we will be discussing item sets and organizations. We will also describe the different item types and the fields that you define at the item organization level. Items are a core part of Maximo, which supports inventory and purchasing processes, but you will also see the item field referenced in the applications of other modules. Item sets and organizations. Items are defined at the set level in an item set. This allows the same set of items to be shared across multiple organizations. Organizations tend to be defined around currencies, as an organization is defined with a base currency. This would allow the sites of France, Germany, and Italy to exist in the same organization, as they all have the euro as their currency. Sites in Poland and Romania would need to exist in different organizations, as they have their own currencies. While they are in Europe, they do not use the euro. All these sites and their three Maximo organizations could share the same item set and have the same set of items. Maximo is often interfaced with an ERP or purchasing and financial systems, and this will influence the design of Maximo's organization and site data structures. Remember, an organization is used for data sharing, and a site is used for data separation. The two types of sets, the item set and the company set, are also used for data sharing. However, if the items and companies are defined in the ERP or other purchasing system, then that can restrict whether items can be shared across organizations. If multiple sites across different organizations have similar assets, then in an ideal world, you would have a common item set. But that may not be possible if you are interfacing to multiple ERPs and the decision to master items in the ERP has already been made. If it is possible to master items in Maximo, then having a common item set across multiple organizations would provide benefits, both immediately and over the longer term. Irrespective of where the items are defined, you do need to put in place discipline to avoid duplicate records representing the same item. Duplicates create a messy Maximo system, and you do need to try and avoid this. If language feels like a barrier to having a common item set, then it shouldn't. Maximo can provide the same item with its description in the language of the user. It is also possible to generate those item descriptions. When you define an item, it will be automatically associated with the organizations that share the same item set. The item org info records will be seen in applications like Item Master and the action item organization details. There is a status field which exists at both the item level and the item organization level. Therefore, a common item set does not mean that every organization has the same items. You use the status field at the item organization level to say whether it is visible to the users of that organization. If you create a new organization and associate it with an item set, this is mandatory, then all the items in that item set will also be added to the organization. Records will be created in the item org info table. Maximo handles the creation of the records in the item org info table. You will find there are no new row or delete row buttons. If you are data loading, you must make sure the item is added to all the organizations that belong to the same item set. Item types. There are three item types: item, tool, and standard service. They are created in the Item Master, Tools, and Service Items applications, respectively. The tool item and service items objects are database views on the item table that use the item type attribute to find records that are a synonym of tool or standard service, that's STD service. The item master application finds records from the item table where the item type equals item or a synonym. In the purchase requisitions and purchase orders applications, when entering a new line, there is a line type which has values for item, tool, standard service, materials, and service. The first three of these will require you to select an item. Materials and service line types do not use an item. Instead, you enter a description of what needs to be procured. The item type and PRPO line type are not the same, but in some cases, the PRPO line type does map onto the item type. Note, service is not an item type. It is a PRPO line type. The correct item type term is a standard service, but the term service item is also used. There is a feature set up in the organization's application and purchasing options, PO options, called Allow the Generation of Special Order Items, which when set will introduce a new PRPO line type of special order. When used, Maximo automatically creates an item master record of item type item. It is distinguished through the stock category of SP, special order item. Maximo also creates the item organization detail records for the special order item, one for each organization. Note, special order is not an item type. It can optionally be a PRPO line type. If the item type is item, the item can be added to a storeroom and it will be seen in the inventory application. If the item type is tool, the tool item can also be added to a storeroom and it will be seen in the stocked tools application. A standard service, service item, cannot be added to a storeroom. Incidentally, an item which is created through the special order process cannot be added to a storeroom through the normal add items to storeroom action, but it can exist with balances in a storeroom if the destination on the PRPO line the charge to is a storeroom. Item organization details. In the Item Master application, there is an important action, Item Organization Details, which is used for changing the status and a few other fields. There is a similar action in both tools and service items, but the fields in each are a little different. In Item Master, we will find Stock Category. The default is STK, stocked, but it can also be set to NS, non-stocked, or SP, special order. If you do not hold the item in any storeroom across all the sites of your organization, then change this to NS. I'll return to the use of this field when we discuss inventory reorder. Status. The status of the item in the organization. There is a change status button at the end of the table window. We'll discuss item statuses separately. Hazard. A hazard which will be automatically added to a work order when the item is added as a planned material. It will be found in the Safety Plans tab of the Work Order Tracking application. The hazard is most likely to be associated with a hazardous material. It would allow a user to get a reference to the Material Safety Datasheet, the MSDS number. Tax code. The tax code to be used with the item in this organization. It is used during purchasing, but it is the fourth place Maximo looks to derive a tax code after the ship to address, the item vendor record, and the company's record. While only one tax code is shown, there are five already defined in the object, and this can be extended to a maximum of 27 tax codes in the database configuration application and add modify tax types action. Tax exempt. A checkbox to indicate whether the item in this organization is tax exempt. Some items are subject to tax, others not. This field is defaulted from a similar field defined at the item level, and the field at the item organization level is used as a default when a vendor is associated with the item, the inventory vendor record in vendor object. Receipt tolerance. The receipt tolerance at the item organization level is used as a default when adding the item to a storeroom or adding an inventory vendor record where the values can be changed. The receipt tolerance is the percentage by which the quantity received can exceed the quantity ordered on the purchase order line. Maximo will look for a receipt tolerance value for the item by looking at the inventory vendor record or inventory records before it uses the one defined at the item organization level. In the Tools application, the action is called Tool Organization Details. There is no hazard field. It will only be found in the Item Master application. But there are a few additional fields. Tool Rate. The hourly rate charged for using the tool when an actual tool's transaction is added to a work order. Outside Vendor. The vendor that owns the tool. This field is read-only and is enabled when you mark the tool item as outside, but you must do that when inserting the record, as the outside checkbox is read-only after the tool has been saved. GL account. The GL account used on the debit side of a work order actual tools transaction. This is normally a partial GL account with only the resource segment field. Control account. The GL account used on the credit side of a work order actual tools transaction. This GL control account is derived depending on whether the tool is marked as outside. In the Service Items application, the action is called Service Item Organization Details. It has fields for status, GL account, tax code, tax exempt, and receipt tolerance. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you back on the next episode when we will spend time on commodity groups and codes. The music is called Smoke Jacket Blues from the talented group called Track Tribe. Please check them out on tracktribe.com or one word. Until another time, goodbye.